This interview with Dr. Douglas Pierce Price of ESO is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to www.jodcast.net.
So I'm joined by Douglas Pierce Price, the Education Officer at ESO, which is the European Organisation for Astronomical Research in the Southern Hemisphere. So Douglas, tell us about the Catch a Star competition.
Okay, well, Catch a Star is an astronomical competition for school students that ESO has been running for several years in conjunction with the European Association for Astronomy Education, the EAAE. And the aim of this competition is to get school students from around the world excited and thinking about astronomy. And so in order to do this, what we actually have in Catch a Star is a set of different competitions to try to make sure that there is something for everyone, no matter what their level.
And what are those competitions?
Well, the competition is divided up into three categories. So we have Catch a Star researchers, Catch a Star adventurers, and Catch a Star artists. So for the researchers competition, this is the main part of the competition, and teams of students plus a teacher work on writing a project about some astronomical theme that they've chosen. It could be anything from black holes or a particular galaxy or some astronomical phenomenon. And the idea is that they write about this, they do their own research by reading about it in libraries and so on, and put together a written project about that, in which they also talk about how modern research class telescopes like ESO's Very Large Telescope or the forthcoming ALMA telescope or the future Extremely Large Telescope will be able to observe this kind of thing. And that has to be in English, whereas the adventurers category, you do not have to write in English, so we're trying to make it possible for absolutely everyone to take part. And there, the prizes are not so big, and the prizes are actually awarded by lottery, because our aim there is not to have some sort of elitist thing going on. We really just want to get the kids interested in astronomy. But if you're taking part in the researchers category of the competition, you do need to write in English, and the prizes will be awarded by an international jury. And these are very big prizes. For example, the top prize, which is really fantastic, is a trip to go and see the ESO Very Large Telescope on Paranal in Chile. And we also have prizes to go and visit the Königsleiten Observatory in Austria and the Cala Alto Observatory in Spain.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, really.
Exactly. It really is a fantastic trip. There are similar prizes available for the rest of the researchers category, are things like astronomy software, DVD-ROMs and so on, exclusive Catch a Star t-shirts and ESO posters showing some of the imagery that we're getting out of the Very Large Telescope.
Right, very good. And you also have an artists competition as well, you said.
We do indeed. So this is Catch a Star Artists. It's an artwork competition. So put together a drawing, a painting or some other piece of art and send it in to us. We'll put all of the entries that we get on the website. So your work will be shown in our gallery. And we actually will have most of our prizes being awarded with the help of a public web-based vote once all of the entries are in. Those prizes there will be similar to the prizes I just described, astronomy software, posters, t-shirts and so on. But we're also actually very excited this year because Gary Harwood, an astronomical artist, is kindly agreeing to judge this competition as well. So he will be awarding a special prize for one of the artworks that he chooses.
And what's that prize?
The prize from Gary Harwood is an astronomy DVD-ROM, again, some astronomy software, and also a copy of a book called Space Art by Michael Carroll, which is actually a book that tells you how to draw and paint planets, moons, and alien worlds.
Oh, excellent. And you do have the previous year's artwork on the ESO website, don't you, for everyone to peruse, and there's some fantastic things.
Absolutely.
There.
We had getting on for 400 entries last year, and we're hoping to have even more this year. But you can go to the website and look at the Catch a Star 2007 competition, and you can see all of the entries that we had there.
Does it only go up to 18, though?
Yeah. Basically, you can take part if you're in primary or secondary education anywhere in the world. And you're eligible for most of the prizes I've described. And then the big travel prizes, like the trip to Chile, are for students from schools in Europe or Chile.
Will there be any plans to broaden this out to adults, for those adults who are feeling very jealous of children getting these prizes?
That's a very good question. Catch a Star has always been something that has been aimed specifically at schools and at school students. But we're currently looking forward and planning for 2009 being the International Year of Astronomy. And we are planning various things for 2009. And it's possible that we will have some kind of competitions again, which will be open to absolutely everybody, including adults. We don't know exactly yet what we're planning, but this is certainly something that we can consider.
Fantastic. Thank you for talking to us about it on the Jodcast.
Thank you.